Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. Also want to wish everybody a very happy National Hunting and Fishing Day. Of course, the entire weekend we'll be celebrating this annual event. We'll be talking more about it later in the program. And for you bow hunters, turn your cell phones off. Yes, it is opening season for bow season. Hunting whitetail, mule deer, real grand turkey. And to get us really in the mood on hunting season, Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor, renowned biologist Bob Zeglin will be joining us later in the program to give his perspective on the season that is now at hand. Plus, we've got some news and other items of interest for you. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson without Harold Gunn. The little guy is off doing some automotive deal. Oh, let's be nice. Let's don't pick on him too much when he's away. I don't know, but we pick on him when he's here. So, I mean, it's not like we're doing something behind his back, you know. That's all right. No, Harold will be back hopefully next week. Miss the guy when he's not here. Because when he's here, I feel as though I'm on my toes more. I never know what he's going to do. You would think after 24 years I would, but I certainly do not. Hope everybody's enjoying the cooler weather. You know, we've been talking about it. We've been promising it for some time, and finally it has arrived, and boy, it feels good. And the really nice thing is now that it's here, it's going to continue for a while. This is the Lone Star State at her best, and we get to enjoy the mild temperatures, the warm waters, great fishing, hunting. Just this is what we really look forward to is this time of year. And as mentioned at the top of the program, bow hunting seasons have opened this weekend, and there's a lot of folks that are up in the stands. Also this weekend, or actually this on Saturday, September 24th, as you listen to us, is National Hunting and Fishing Day, and Governor Greg Abbott proclaimed this as such. He said, "Hunting and fishing are family traditions in Texas that have been passed down through generations. I'm proud that just last year, we forever enshrined the right to hunt and fish in the Texas Constitution. As we celebrate Hunting and Fishing Day, I encourage all Texans to learn more about the ways we can continue to conserve our natural resources so that future generations can protect our connection with the land." And boy, I tell you what, that is a great, great statement from Governor Abbott, talking about our connection to the land, conserving, and really alluding to what hunters and anglers do to protect the resources here in the Lone Star State, and really across the country. It is us, the hunters and anglers, that that do the lion's share of that. Also want to mention, relating back to a previous program a few weeks ago, I came back from doing a free-ranging axis deer hunt with my buddy Kevin Burleson, Heart of Texas Bow Hunting in Melvin, Texas. That's just about 17 miles to the west of Brady, Texas. And fellow broadcaster, my buddy over in San Antonio on our affiliate KTSA, Bob Webster, who does the South Texas Gardener program, sent me an email, and he was listening to the program and said that in listening about the axis deer hunt, he has found that the axis antler, and this could be sheds, are much harder than whitetails and make excellent chew toys for dogs. Now, this is unsubstantiated, so you ought to check it with your vet, because we don't want to pass on any information that your vet says, hey, it may hurt your dog's teeth. But Bob has a lab that chews up whitetail antlers, he said, in about an afternoon, but it takes him several months to 2 years or longer to do the same to an axis. And his vet tells him that the dog's saliva actually softens them to a point that they're not damaging to a canine's teeth, unlike rocks and other things they may sometimes favor, and particularly labs, because they'll carry anything. Bob also tells that he has bought moose antler for as much as $35 for a 5-inch piece that, has worked very well for his dog to chew on, but the axis antler works just as well. Wow, $35 for a 5-inch piece of the beam of a moose. I'm not cutting up my trophy. I'll see if I can find a shed. I'll do that. All right, let's see. Other items coming up. Mentioned bow hunting. And Texas Parks and Wildlife has got some good information. Now, those of y'all that do hunt with stick and string, you got whitetail deer, you got mule deer, and turkey. And that will run through Friday, November 4. Let me forewarn you, rifle hunters, the way the calendar lays out and the way the regs lay out, it states that the general whitetail season in the north zone runs through the first Sunday in January. Well, guess what? This is the year that we get shortchanged, because the first Sunday in January of 2017 is January 1st. So just keep that in mind when you're out hunting, when the general season opens up, that you need to get after it and you need to focus, because you don't have that longer extra few days. That will occur in the 2017 and 2018 season, when the season will run through January 7th. A little tidbit for you. Also, bow hunters, you need to be carrying your hunter education proof in your pocket. And if you've lost it, you can go online to Hunter Ed and print out a free copy. Hunter education is required for everyone 9 years of age or older, or born on or after September 2nd, 1971. All right. Also, you can download the free app, the Outdoor Annual, for your smartphone. That's been updated. Good app that will help you out when you're in the field. Also, be mindful that mule deer and whitetail deer hunters Should be aware of the chronic waste and disease regulation, including sampling requirements and movement restriction. There is a new booklet you can download to learn everything a hunter needs to know about CWD. And also on the Parks and Wildlife website, there is a minute and a half video about tree stand safety, using safety belts, use the harness, buckle up, because that is the number one reason for fatalities across the country, are people falling out of their stands. And this is the same thing for rifle hunters when it comes time for us to go to the field with our rifles. But buckle up and be safe. I mean, and it may not be you falling asleep in the stand. It may not be you taking a misstep. It may be an older stand or something that just happens. And just be safe. That's the insurance that we need. Also, you need to know that October 15th is the deadline for what they're calling the Top Shelf Hunting Adventures. This is like the big-time Texas hunt opportunities, like the Texas Grand Slam. That includes four separate hunts for desert bighorn sheep, white-tailed deer, mule deer, and pronghorn. I tell you what, that is a heck of a package. And you can order online or at any retailer where you buy a license. Just make sure that that you're good there. Oh, let me go back one other thing on for you bow hunters to make sure that you're properly licensed. You need to make sure that you have all of the proper endorsements. The bow hunting, if you're going to hunt turkey, make sure that you've got the turkey or the upland bird endorsement. Just make sure that you've got everything before you go to the field and get visited by one of our friendly game wardens, and he or she says, let me see what you got, and if you're missing something, they may be obliged to write you a ticket, and you don't want that. All right, we're going to take a break. When I come back, we're going to get deep into the Outdoor Report right after this.
America's best-selling truck 39 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
Hi, you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. You know, earlier in the program was talking about weather and have mentioned time and again that the service that I regularly use is AccuWeather. Looking at the upcoming forecast, particularly for coastal folks, we know that folks that live in the northern portion of the state, central and northern areas, you're going to experience more of the cool nights and mild days than we will on the coast. And for those that fish on the coast or those that fish South Texas lakes, here's a suggestion to you is to pay attention to those nighttime lows and of course, the daytime highs. Those that fish on the coast, you want to fish the upper coast, or you want to fish the warmer waters, the middle and lower coast, you may want to move as temperatures cool. Now, we're just starting, so it really doesn't make a lot of difference right now. But this is more for as we move further into the cool down of fall. And for example, I was looking at the AccuWeather forecast. You can get, you know, extended forecast out to a month. But for Sabine Pass over in Sabine Lake, we've got some nighttime lows. Like next week, they're predicting it to be in the upper 50s. However, we go to Port Aransas, kind of a midpoint, And we are still looking at temperatures that are in the lower 70s. Still very nice, still much cooler than what we've been looking at. But it is going to be a bit before we get that really cooler weather. And two things are taking place. One is the shorter photo period of the day, meaning there are less daylight hours, and fish respond to that, as well as looking at cooler temperatures. Just pulled it up. 59 in Sabine. We're going to be next Saturday that's predicting a low of 61 in Port A, and will be a little bit warmer down out of Port Isabel. So check that out and plan accordingly. Of course, always look for your wind directions and things of that nature. All right, now let's get specific on this week's outdoor report and our power plant lakes. Brawnig, Calaveras, Coletta Creek. On Brawnig, striped bass fishing has been very good on liver and shad. Near the pier, redfish are good, downrigging spoons near the dam. On Calaveras, black bass are good on dark soft plastic worms, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps near the dam. Redfish are good, downrigging spoons near the dam in 15 to 20 feet of water. Coletta Creek, black bass to 5 pounds have been good on crankbaits and spinnerbaits in 8 to 10 feet of water. Big Friendly, Amistad Reservoir, Texas border impound, black bass are good on watermelon crankbait, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Channel and blue catfish are good on cheese bait over baited holes in 6 to 25 feet of water. Falcon Reservoir, channel and blue catfish are excellent on frozen shrimp and stink bait. Beautiful Brownwood, white bass are very good on minnows, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps under the lights at night. Lake Allen Henry, it's about 2.5 feet low. Black bass are good on spoons, swim jigs, 7-inch power worms, clear topwaters, and buzz baits. Lake O.H. Ivy, 36 feet low. Black bass are fair to good on Zero Spooks early, midday switching to Carolina rigs, Texas rigs, drop shot rigs, and jigs. To the Piney Woods we go with Lake Conroe. Black bass fishing good on watermelon, blue flake, soft plastics, and small spinner baits. Lake of the Pines, black bass are good on buzz frogs, buzz baits, hollow body frogs, and Texas rig creature baits. White bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Livingston, crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Sam Rayburn's the hot lake, it looks like, this week. Black bass are good on watermelon soft plastic worms with chartreuse tails. And on white chartreuse spinnerbaits, white bass are good on silver spoons and chartreuse spinnerbaits off the points. Crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Brim are good on night crawlers. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on chartreuse gold fleck soft plastics. White bass are good on minnows and silver slabs. Brim are good on crickets and night crawlers. And channel and blue catfish are good on stink bait and live bait. Lake Athens, black bass are good on topwaters, buzzbaits, spinnerbaits, Texas rig worms on docks. Crappie are good on minnows and, crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Bass drop, channel and blue catfish are good on shrimp, night crawlers, and punch bait. Lake Belton, bass are good on pumpkin seed, crankbaits, and rattle traps over the grass. Fayette County Lake, bass are good on watermelon crankbaits and Carolina rig soft plastics. Palestine, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs, while white bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Tewakinee, black bass are good on hollow body frogs, black buzz baits, and square bill crankbaits. Make sure you bump into stuff with those crankbaits. White bass are good on slabs and minnows and Texoma. Bass are good on topwaters, Texas rig worms, shallow crankbaits. Striped bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Whitney, striped bass are good on chartreuse, striper jigs. To the Hill Country, Lake Buchanan, striped bass are good on plastic shrimp baits, swim baits, and drifting bait at first light. Crappie are good on chartreuse tubes and live minnows. Canyon, you got a good black bass bite on rattle traps, JDC skipping pops, and pop R's over grass along the ledges. Also, the smallmouth bite is good on watermelon and red JDC grubs, topwaters, and craws at daylight. To Travis, black bass are good on chartreuse, topwater, soft plastic, worms, lizards, and smoked grubs in 10 to 20 feet of water. And LBJ, black bass, wacky sticks, chartreuse curb jigs, and pumpkin seed tubes fished in 18 to 15 feet of water has been productive. Now to the coast we go, and basically it is a time of year when we're dealing with wind direction, and we're getting a reinforcing shot of north winds that will help drop tide levels, will pull water out of marshes, push fish as well as bait, and that's going to be the key. And look for, from Venice, Calcasieu, Sabine, more and more bird activity. Old Reliable Captain Randy Foreman continues to fish the mid-lake area in water 7 feet, finding good schools of redfish. Along the Louisiana shoreline, great numbers of redfish, and he's keying on mullet when he's looking for trout. He is drifting shell in 3 to 6 feet of water, catching some good trout to 3 pounds. And as mentioned, birds working on an outgoing tide with lots of trout and redfish mixed in. Captain Ryan Battistoni, who fishes West Galveston Bay, Chocolate Bay, continues to have great success, particularly on the lower portion down in around Chocolate Bay for trout and redfish. Captain Nate Skinner did a trip with him a couple of weeks ago. Came back just raving about the area and the great fish that was caught. Can still fish the surf, and a lot of people tend to forget that, particularly in the Matagorda area, Port O'Connor area. But, you know, and when that north wind blows, many times that will just flatten out the surf and create some great fishing conditions. East Matagorda, Captain Trey Pry continues to catch some good fish on a number of unfair lures. Heading on down to the Cedar Bio area and the south end of San Antonio Bay, Captain Nathan Bebout continues to put clients on good, good redfish as well as some solid trout. Now, this is the time of year when things start to reverse and you start to see fish make a move in the reverse to what it was in spring. In the spring, in behind St. Joe Island, they were moving up Allen's Bight and moving on up toward Paul's Mont in that area. In this fall, they're starting to work their way back to the south. Slowly at first, but it will continue to build. East Flats continues to be real good. Shamrock Cove is turning on. The Boat Hole and Packery Flats are giving up some good fish. From Peta Island all the way down to the mouth of Baffin Bay has been very good for trout. 3 foot of water seems to be a fairly consistent number that captains are providing me. And then you head on down to Port Mansfield, all the way down to Port Isabel, and it's still the sand pockets in the grass beds. The causeways have been good as well. All right, it's time to check the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times for the first week of October. And this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. Monday and Tuesday are our two best days of the week. Wednesday is rated as fair. Thursday and Friday plummet to poor. Next Saturday and Sunday are just fair. This weekend, look for game to be most active from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, look for game this major feeding period of the day to occur from early morning until early evening hours before sunset. Times continue to adjust on Wednesday and Thursday, with game being active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours right after sunset. Then Friday, Saturday, and next Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game becoming active well before sunrise and remaining active until mid-morning. All right, we talk about the hunting seasons, and, of course, dove seasons continue. Special white-winged dove area through November 9, south zone through November 13, north zone through November 13, central zone through November 6th. Then we've got the pronghorn antelope season that opened this weekend. That's by permit only. Mentioned whitetail, mule deer, or Rio Grande turkey season. that goes through November 4. Squirrel season in 51 East Texas counties opens this weekend and runs through February 26th. And also opening this weekend through February 26th, the North Zone Javelina season. All right, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking hunting with Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor Bob Zeglin right after this.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend. And I tell you what, if you've not picked up the October issue of Texas Outdoors Journal that's now on sale, you are missing a great issue. Has our annual fall hunting forecast, great articles. In fact, we'll talk more about one with our guest coming up here in a few moments. Five P's of deer hunting with our whitetail editor, Bob Zeglin. But first, it is group participation time, and as we do each week, we ask everybody to gather around the radio and join us and say, hey, Port A. That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. And tell you what, this is the time of year that we coastal anglers look forward to. Warm waters, mild temperatures, it just doesn't get any better than this. Lots of bait that are being dumped into the to our bay systems. If you like the offshore, Port A is definitely a place to go. You've got the continental shelf that moves in close. You've got an intermediate shelf called the Aransas Bank at the 50-fathom mark. It is awesome. Off-season rates, no wait for tables at great restaurants. It is a family destination, and you can almost have the place to yourself. In fact, I laugh at the some of the television spots that I see Port A doing right now, and they say this is the time of year that locals look forward to, and I would agree. For more information, visit their website at portaransas.org or give them a call at 1-800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say, hey, Port A. Good friend, guy, you know, I say this every time he comes on the air, and it's true, and I think back and reminisce over the years, starting back 25 years ago when Texas Outdoors Journal was created, and I was putting the team together, and I knew of this guy, and I was pretty impressed with him, and the more I learned about him and better got to know him, the more impressed I was. Bob Zeglin's my whitetail editor of Texas Outdoors Journal. He is also the one that created the associate degree program at Southwest Texas junior college in Uvalde. He has forgotten more about whitetail hunting than most of us would ever know, and really pleased to welcome him back to Texas Outdoor News. Bob, how you doing this morning?
Doing good, Bill. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, listen, this is the opening weekend of bow season. We kind of start, and, you know, you've done articles in the past where we're talking about the rut and how bucks respond and how the peak of the rut varies so much across the state of Texas. I mean, there are areas that, I guess, toward the end of this month, we will start to see bucks really start to peak their rutting activities. And then you look at South Texas, where it may be, what, somewhere around the 15th or 20th of December before the peak of the rut occurs.
Yeah, it's quite diverse. If you're up in Henderson, Anderson counties, up in that region, up towards Dallas or east towards Tyler, the bucks are really getting geared up, and with this nice front, we were granted just this week, deer activity should have a little spike to it, and they'll be running much earlier up that way. And again, you know, basically in South Texas, all the way down in the Dimmitt, Webb, and the South counties, our peak or our top Boone and Crockett producing counties, you know, we're going to be mid-December rutting activity. That's when most of the deer will be bred. However, it provides sportsmen that are really a great opportunity to hunt the rut in a variety of conditions over a variety of places throughout the state. It's pretty unique.
Yeah. I was down around Choke Canyon Reservoir, Choke Canyon State Park, just drove through the park, have taken lots of photographs over the years there, as many have. And as lush as conditions are, almost statewide, literally statewide, you're not looking for the deer, you're looking for antler tips. I mean, you're going to have to really, really do some serious glassing and be on your toes to see some of these deer until we get some frost to knock back some of this vegetation.
That's true. The plant diversity or herbivory is extremely abundant. And I think people that are depending, sportsmen dependent on feeders, are going to be a little disappointed early on in the season because of the plants that are available, some of which we haven't seen in many years. But bottom line is, I think, like the archers coming up this week, this weekend, they're going to have their hands full trying to find these bucks simply because they don't have to move as much to satisfy their daily nutritional requirements. So they may have to leave their stands, or sportsmen, even the rifle hunters later on when the season begins in November, are going to have to venture out into the brush and actually satisfy their requirements to find these animals by locating the animals in the first place, because they're not, again, not going to have to be moving that much. So that'll allow them to even increase their amount of knowledge of the animals and their whereabouts, which is really in-season scouting, which I think is just as important as preseason scouting. And that will be very applicable this coming season.
Looking over in East Texas, even in South Texas, I was hunting free-ranging axis deer about 17 miles west of Brady and saw a bunch of heavily laden oak trees, big mass crop. The beans on mesquite trees seem to be pretty good. A lot of available forage. And would you suggest folks key on that natural forage as opposed to some of the man-made stuff?
Well, unquestionably, deer are going to gravitate to the oaks, particularly the white oaks in the East Texas area, and live oaks in this part of the world, South Texas. Excuse me.
Sure.
But they're going to force the sportsmen to focus in on those areas because that's where the deer go to. They prefer the palatability of natural occurring forage, and that's where they'll be at least earlier on in the year. And oaks are heavily laden with acorns or mast this year, so there's food is going to be extremely abundant, making hunting a little more challenging than normal.
Gotcha. All right, Bob, if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Bob Zeglin right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural Texas have had a trusted financial resource in Capital Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Financing Texas for 100 years.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season. And since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre. And that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
We are at the precipice of hunting season, and you need to get over to one of the four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area or visit their brand new online store, carterscountry.net or carterscountry.com, and stock up on ammunition. You can see their weekly ad at those website locations. We've got a lot of shotgun hunting that we can do. Dove season's underway, quail season's coming up. The Estate line of heavy dove shot shells, factory fresh, 250-round case on sale for $47.97. Maybe you're doing some practice with your modern sporting rifle in a .223. The PMC Tactical .223 ammo, 20-round box on sale for $6.97. And if you're doing some practice with your 9mm concealed carry, how about the Browning 9mm pistol ammo, training or practice, 50-round box, just $13.97, plus a whole bunch of accessories that will get you started and get you lined out for the upcoming hunting season. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor Bob Zeglin. Bob, before we went to break, we were talking about kind of the challenges that hunters are going to be confronted with this season. Started this weekend with bow hunting and will continue right on through the close of the season. When you're out and you're getting in amongst them, as Harold would say, and you're doing your in-season scouting, with the diversity of the rut, looking for scrapes, looking for rubs, as well as visual sightings of animals, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, you're going to be looking for all those aspects, but what they're going to allow you to do is to maybe encourage sportsmen to become a little more mobile. In other words, you're out there getting amongst them and basically locating a buck or two. You may have to put up and use portable blinds, tripods or what have you, or tree blinds if it's in that in a region that's conducive to do so, and basically be hunting where the deer are, not where they're going to be later during the rut. That's why I mentioned that this is actually a good time to be scouting, for particularly in South Texas. You could be out there trying to get in there, find out where the deer are moving. You see scrapes, rubs, things of that nature. Basically, those sign points are indicative of activities that you want to be aware of. Set up a tripod, maybe get to see some of them, and then that will facilitate sightings later on when they really let their guard down a little bit during the rut. So you're already ahead of the game. Another aspect that sportsmen might need to do this year is to kind of go to where there's some water. Obviously, right now we've been inundated. Rains have been extremely abundant. devastating in some points in the areas which I work up north of Brackettville. But basically, that water will dissipate rather rapidly, percolate into the soil, and what we'll have is remaining little water holes and things that hunters should check out for tracks and signs, because there's nothing a deer likes more than a drink of water on a hot evening. And even though temperatures are cooling off, we are going to have some warm weather that will force those deer to come to water. So that's another place out that the individual should focus on locating those potential trophy animals.
All right, you know, when you mentioned water, and I'm glad you did, deer still want that mouthful of water. I've heard some people say, oh, well, they get a lot of their moisture through the forage that they eat. That's not really the case. They still will gravitate to water, right?
Well, unquestionably, they can absorb a considerable amount of water from the forage they consume. Their rumen is actually nothing more than a liquid vat. It's full of liquid that's absorbed from that vegetation. But I, over my many years of experience of watching deer, particularly in South Texas and even in East Texas, they relish water. The difference is, in South Texas, the water will be more focused. It'll be limited because of the evaporation rates. Whereas in East Texas, you know, you're going to have more water. It may not be as important to sportsmen up there as it is in the deep brush country.
Gotcha. One thing you talked about as far as getting out amongst them, and the biggest challenge, particularly for urbanites, is how in the world do you slow down? I mean, people are running at 90 to nothing, and then they get out in the woods, and they're looking at their watch. They're walking like they do, like they're going to the grocery store, and that's not the natural world. Everything slows down, and you've got to slow down and really become in harmony with the natural elements, right?
Well, being immobile, and by that I mean setting up in a tripod where you did or have seen some sign, basically allow them, those people that are highly mobile, an opportunity to really adjust and to see what's out there. Because it takes time to see what actually is moving about in those crepuscular late evening and early morning hours. So it's important that they focus on certain places where they see sign, and then set up where they could remain immobile and quiet so that they could not only see more deer but enjoy Mother Nature at its finest and enjoy the solitude that the outdoors provides us and is maybe a extremely important part of our psychological return to nature and when we go out and we pursue these animals.
One of the things that is going to be also a challenge is we've had a few years back to back of good fawn recruitment, and those that are judging animals, there's going to be some young bucks that people may need to let walk that will be tempted to take simply because of the good antler growth they've had.
Well, you know, we've had three good springs, three above average springs, two that are superfluous, and one 3 years ago that was just above average. Basically, back-to-back years are extremely rare, particularly in our southern fringe of the state. And that is going to augment antler size unquestionably. This year, the sportsmen should have an opportunity to see a lot of nice quality bucks. If they're patient and awaiting a mature buck, they should be rewarded well. Those that are looking at a lot of young bucks early on in the season, those naive animals that are not really not afraid of people or the scent of people, they haven't been hampered in any way by human influences, those animals are also going to have better than average antlers on as far as their headgear goes, and they're going to be hard to turn down, but those are the animals that you really want to focus in on, learn a little bit about them, but then pass on them because I think later on, I think they're going to be very surprised to see what actually has developed on those places that have been managed conservatively and have allowed some mature bucks to develop.
Very good. Before we run out of time, you've made a career and a lifetime in the wild and studying deer. For those youngsters that are looking to further their education, maybe get into a wildlife management program, Real quickly, tell us about the associate program at the junior college in Uvalde.
Well, actually, they can receive an applied science degree in wildlife management here at Southwest Texas Junior College here in Uvalde. It's a program I actually was privileged to develop. It's in its 12th year, I believe. Basically, we have 90 students in the program as it is right now. Very welcome program, and welcomed by landowners as well. So we have a pretty unique opportunity to provide lots of hands-on experience, whether it be deer captures, working with deer breeding facilities, to a plethora of activities that wildlife biologists are required to perform professionally in their careers. So the youngsters have an opportunity to gain a lot more experience than they can going to a four-year college, at least initially, because of all that hands-on application that they do not have time for or can't get
right
at a four-year institution.
And, of course, we're out of time, but they can then take that 2 years and then roll it if they want to go to
Absolutely.
Sol Ross or Tech
Absolutely.
Or somewhere else.
We have
else.
Plenty of students at A&M Kingsville and, for sure, at Sol Ross there in Alpine that are doing extremely well, and we have several now that are actually working on their graduate programs.
For those that are looking for your management services, what's the best number to reach you?
Best number to get a hold of me is 830-591-7420.
Again, the phone number, 830-591-7420. Texas Outdoors Journal Whitetail Editor Bob Zeglin. I tell you what, he is the best. Bob, thank you for joining us today.
You bet. I appreciate the opportunity. Tell Harold that it's probably the best show we've ever had.
I will. All right. We'll be right back right after this.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Not just hunting. Cheryl Unker program opens this weekend and runs through April 30th. That program encourages anglers who have caught a 13-plus pound largemouth to loan it to the TPWD for spawning purposes. October 4, Taylor Chapter, Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Taylor. Call 512-365-3528. Navasota Chapter, Ducks Unlimited, also on the 4th in Navasota, 979-204-4525. The Lake Grapevine Chapter, Ducks Unlimited in Grapevine on October 6th. Call 214-675-0550. Mid-South Chapter Ducks Unlimited in Port Arthur on October 6th, 409-454-5500. 4884, October 6th, the Texas A&M University Kingsville chapter in Kingsville, 361-593-3954. And finally, October 7th, Stephenville chapter, Ducks Unlimited Banquet. Call 254-450-9586 and go to one of those events in your brand new Ford truck. Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. Rifle season's coming up, and you need to get to Carter's Country, one of the four locations in the greater Houston area. Get a new rifle like the Ruger American Rifle, 270, 308, 30-06, only $389.97. And then you can put some glass on it like the Zeiss Terra 3-9, save $60, only $239.97. Or maybe you want to go with the modern sporting rifle like Armalite Eagle 15, $559.97. Visit with their great staff, great professionals to help you with all your shooting needs. Carter's Country, all four Houston area locations, straight shooting since 1961. Want to thank our guest, Bob Zeglin, Texas Outdoors Journal Whitetail Editor, for joining us today, providing some insight. This guy has put numerous animals in the record books. Also want to remind you that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. This is Bill Olson signing off. Y'all be safe this week so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.